Well, my wife has an uncle who's in the state health service. Oh, he's not, he's way down that way. He gets so angry when he's in the way. Yeah, don't dry those dishes. I was thinking, though, before she dries them, or perhaps while she's still got them in the soapy water, if there's some egg or something on one, and she wants to get that off, what does she wipe it with?
Oh, a dish rag.
Mm-hmm. You're wrong, I use a scratcher.
And after you take a bath, what do you dry on?
Towel.
Marcia, where's your hairnet?
Over the sink, if your wife wants to turn on the water, she turns what?
Faucet.
And if you're outside and you want to connect the hose and water the garden, what do you connect the hose to?
It's faucet key.
Same thing.
Yeah.
When you were a boy, did you ever have any of those steel things about this big around, about this wide, that you could roll with a stick?
Well, none that large.
How big were the ones you had?
Oh, they were. Well, they were off of wagon heads, wagon wheel heads.
What did you get your sugar in here when you were a boy?
What was that now?
How did you get your sugar when you were a boy?
You mean how was it purchased?
Yeah.
Well, I have known the folks buy a 100-pound sack, but usually in smaller quantities. Mm-hmm.
Harry's grandmother still buys it, 30 pounds at a time.
In one sack?
No. Whenever we'll have to get groceries for her, she wants 30 pounds. And she'll put it back from the bedroom or on the stairway.
Old habits are hard to break.
And she lives by herself. But that's the way we buy sugar for her, by this one, by 30 pounds.
Now, you mentioned a 100-pound sack. What was this sack? Was it paper?
Well, let's see. Doesn't seem to me that they used to be paper. I think they were used to be in cloth bags.
Was there one bag or sack here or two?
I think they used to get it in 100-pound sacks.
Mm-hmm. Cloth?
Yeah.
Or paper?
Cloth, yeah.
Okay. I wanted to find out if it was a paper sack and a cloth bag, or a cloth sack and a paper bag.
Well,
strangely enough, some people make a distinction in that.
Yeah, in smaller sacks or bags, I do, really. It's always a burlap sack, though.
Burlap sack.
And those tech sacks or so that you bring groceries home in, they're a paper bag.
This is too far north for the Polk area, isn't it?
Yes.
I know, with a number of old people, if I'll say, when you were a boy and you went to the store and you got a nickel for candy, and you gave a man your nickel and picked out your candy, what did he put it in? Oh, he put it in a little poke.
Oh.
But it's always a little poke. It's very seldom a big poke.
Right. Yeah.
I guess this is like the miner's poke. Did you have barrels when you were a boy for anything?
Barrels?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What came in those?
Well, we had barrels for fuel, and we usually had a wooden barrel to cure meat in.
What did you call those metal things around the barrel?